Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth, people of Earth.
People of the hucklebug. No, well, we're the hucklebug. I am Steny.
And I'm Bette.
We're Bette and Steny. It's episode 675 of The Hucklebug. It does end in 5.
It does, but you know what? When I started my outline for some godforsaken reason, I had HB 678.
678? My goodness.
I don't know why. I went back and looked and I realized that was wrong.
You're time traveling again.
But if we make it to 678, I've got our tag for that.
Oh, 678. Yeah. Let's.
Yeah, and once again, we're wasting time.
I know. We said we're going to be quick like bunnies.
We have discovered we are major time wasters here.
Big time wasters. Speaking of which, let's jump into our rip real quick. Okay. David Crosby passed away, you guys.
Yes.
I mean, he was 81 years old, so I don't know if anybody could seriously be surprised.
Some hard living in his age.
Exactly.
It's amazing he made it to 81.
That's true. I mean, yeah, the shock is that he has lived this long rather than that he just died. But, you know, rest in peace. Do you have a favorite Crosby, Stills, Nash, Young?
Well, I think Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young were kind of underrated with their songs and their... Oh, the wonderful harmony. Sweet Judy Blue Eyes.
Yeah, it's a good one.
I love that one. But also, we got the Byrds, people. We got the Byrds.
Oh, yeah, the Byrds. That's right.
Who did Bob Dylan's entire catalog.
Which
I love 8 Miles High, and I love So You Want to Be a Rock and Roll Star.
What's the one with the lyrics from... Turn, Turn, Turn. I like that.
Turn, Turn, Turn. Beautiful. Beautiful.
The lyrics from Ecclesiastes. Yeah. I remember one day in church, they were doing a reading from the Bible, and they were doing a reading from Ecclesiastes, and they, you know, for every time there is a season, a time to mourn, a time to live, I'm like, hey, these are...
Hey, man.
That's a song by the Byrds. I know
I'm
that.
I'm at a rocking church now.
Yeah. Woo, turn, turn, turn. Well, I wouldn't really call Turn, Turn, Turn rocking.
Well, but okay. I had electric guitars.
Gently. I think probably my favorite of Crosby's various associations would be Teach Your Children by Crosby. Mm. I love that one.
Beautiful, yeah. Mm. And I think of other ones I like, but they're Graham songs or Neil songs. But
and I have no idea who wrote
Sweet
what.
Sweet Judy Blue Eyes is kind of David's song.
I do love that one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's epic. It's an epic song. It's a really...
Getting to the point.
Epic folk. Not a lot of epic folk songs. And that is one of them. So rest in peace, David Crosby.
Yes.
And we will...
Yes,
go to that good place and sing those songs. And we will jump right now into your shout-outs. Thank you, everybody. We have a triumphant return to shout-outs this week. Roar!
Yes!
We're starting on the episode.
On the episode.
And it's Kelly with an I.
With an I.
Kelly says, "Ha! Thanks to Doug for saving the Hucklebug commenters from failing our favorite podcasters last week. I still haven't seen Star Trek Enterprise yet. You know, it's not great. Some of it's quite good. The whole third season for me was very difficult to get through, but I have finally gotten through it. Now I'm on the last season of it, but I don't necessarily recommend it. I'm just a completionist." She does say, "I recently started to watch The Orville." I love The Orville. The Orville's
better than Enterprise. So many times to watch The Orville and have let it go for other things.
I really enjoy it.
Maybe I need to back up and turn around.
I consider The Orville to be, what I like to call it is Star Trek The Next Generation, except that everybody is a C student rather than, you know, the Enterprise has got the best of the best, right? The cream of the academy. These are the guys that weren't that good.
They're all guys, if you know guys.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, they are. They're all guys.
They're all guys.
It's a lot of fun. And she also says, glad you have recovered from COVID. Thank you. I have finally tested negative. I'm back among the I'm back among the clean. What do you got there?
She says, I'll bet, can't believe about Milo and Woodstock. Oh, my.
That's just rotten. It's just rotten. He's a good boy, but that's a terrible thing to do. And she leaves us a picture of a little Lego set that she did.
Her
that's
little great. Legos.
He's so cute.
Yes.
Little elf. Look at that little squirrel.
Oh, where's Aww. The little squirrel? Oh, I see him.
Make
I
it
see
bigger.
Him.
Yeah, he's yeah. so cute.
Aw.
Thanks for doing that picture, Kelly, with an IE. Let's go ahead and scroll up. We got
scroll
two
up
more shout-outs.
We're going in reverse order this time, so do I go first?
Sure.
And it is from We Are the Starter. He says, Aloha from Molokai, where they still have a leper colony. Okay.
They do. That's one of the few leper colonies left
I hope,
in the world.
I hope you stayed behind the fence, though.
Yeah.
And Lynn. Yeah. Have a great show. Love you more. No,
oh, thanks, Dougie.
Love you more, baby.
I don't know. It's not a contest or anything, but I think we're winning, just as an FYI. We're winning in terms of how much love we have for you. Of course, there's two of us.
And that's right. Double the love.
That's right. Our final shout out this week is for Dishy One.
Dishy One, you're so dishy.
You probably
think the shout out about you, and it is.
That's a higher register. That's a higher key than we normally do for Dishy. She says, Aloha from Chicago, where there are no leper colonies. Have a great show. Love you more than Doug. Oh, my goodness. Now it is a competition.
Oh, it is a competition.
We need everybody to...
Maybe for $6.75, we're going to have, like,
this
the amazing race, only who loves us more.
That's right. We need everybody to sign in, please. And we're going to have
to... Who gives us the most money and prizes?
No. Just we need some other way of measuring it, because I don't want them to have to give us prizes. Guys, my watch just told me to move, and I am devastated to report that I only have 866 steps today.
Uh-oh, David Sedaris would be very disappointed.
It's almost 4 in the afternoon. That's pathetic. I've not done a lot of moving today. Thank you all for your shout-outs. Oh, my goodness.
Yay,
so good to hear from you all again.
We're so glad you came back.
Woo. Yeah, we've missed you guys. Movies. Time for
movies. You got a movie.
Got a movie. It is a documentary. Bet you would love this. I mean, like one of the first things I thought of as I started to watch it, I was like, oh, Bet's going to dig this one. It's on Hulu and it's called My Old School. And
My Old School.
My
not,
Old School.
Not,
like,
okay,
like
not
the
my old
song.
School, but my
not
old
not
school.
My Old School.
Okay.
My Old School. Like the song by Steely Dan. So the little blurb on Hulu, because I don't want to give you guys too much information about it, but the little blurb on Hulu for the movie My Old School, not Mild School, but My Old School. In 1993, a boy named Brandon Lee enrolls at the Bairnsdale Academy Secondary School in Glasgow, Scotland. Over time, it is revealed that Brandon Lee is not who he seems. And I don't, like I said, I don't want to, because there's some... shocking revelations, which is what's, you know, fun about documentaries sometimes, right?
And
shocking
in Scotland, revelations. They, you got that.
That's right. But here's a couple of things that I will tell you about the movie, just to give you a little taster. One is that the subject of this documentary did not want to appear in it. He agreed to do interviews, but only audio. He did not want his face shown.
Okay.
So they hired Alan Cumming to play him. And Alan Cumming, now this is amazing to me. They take the audio files of the guy's interviews and Alan Cumming sits and looks in the camera and lip syncs it. And it's amazing.
That's
it's amazing.
Something else. Yeah.
Because I had to keep reminding myself, oh, he's not actually talking. He's just lip syncing.
Oh, man.
It's a flawless performance in terms of lip syncing. And then the other thing is, so there's interviews with all of the classmates of this guy, Brandon Lee, who went to school up there. And they all appear on screen. But they do a lot of reenactments. And the way they do the reenactments is animation. So there's all these little, like, cartoons. It's It's really fantastic. It's so the framework, and then they also have they have a few actors come in and do some of the voices for the animations for like teachers who, you know, for whatever either didn't agree to be in the documentary or maybe they died, you know. So they have a few voice actors doing, and some of them are kind of surprising. I really, really enjoyed it, and I highly recommend it. It is one of these things where you're watching and going, what? I feel like another shoe is going to drop, and then it did, and then it does, and you're like, oh! it's pretty cool. So I recommend it.
Would love to check that
out. Put it on your list. It's on Hulu. Again, it's called My Old School. It's quite lovely and fun and funny as well. It's an interesting kind of almost like high school reunion to bring all of the people back and have them talk about this one really weird thing that happened when they were in school. And it's fun. Big thumbs up for My Old School.
No, that's great. You said put it on your list. I don't have a list. Because I was looking for a movie this morning when I found my binge watch, which I guess maybe it's time.
Yeah, it's a good segue.
Because I have a binge
straight into
watch,
it.
Which is also from Hulu.
All right.
Hulu being that wonderful place we all now discovered.
Everybody, check your Hulu.
That's right. And this is a show that I had seen a couple of commercials for on TV. Mm-hmm. And then I started, when the awards season came out, the Golden Globes and the Critics Awards, this guy kept winning awards for best actor in a comedy series. Hmm. I think his name's Jeffrey Allen White. Hmm. But the TV show on Hulu is called The Bear.
Oh.
Do you know about it?
Not really, no.
Well, I knew nothing about it except those tiny little commercials.
Yeah.
It takes place in a restaurant kitchen.
Oh, and, yes. Okay. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Okay.
All right. I haven't seen it, but I do now I do remember seeing ads for it in trailers.
Yeah. And it's one of those things. It's when it starts out, it kind of peed me off because they just throw you in to his situation.
Yeah.
And they don't tell you any of the backstory.
Oh, I like that. I like that.
Well, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Yeah. So he's now in this new kitchen where he's working with all of these people who hate him.
Uh-huh.
And he takes on a girl who wants to work with him because he left New York to come to Chicago to this sandwich shop, basically.
Hmm.
Because his brother ran it and his brother died.
Right.
So he kind of came back. But this girl followed him because she knew him when he worked in New York in one of the best restaurants in the world.
Right.
And so it's him, her, and all of these people who have already been in the kitchen. They hate him. They hate everything he does.
Yeah.
And he has his horrible, cousin, Rich, who, I guess, he has nothing to do with cooking. I guess he's just the manager.
Just around.
But then we find out he has a very strained relationship with his sister. And they go into debt with his brother, his past brother, went into debt for $300,000 with a quasi-gangster uncle, who's played by Oliver Platt and can't go wrong there. But it just goes so many places. And for the first three episodes, I was thinking, I don't know how I feel about it. But I kept watching. And about 10 minutes before we came here, I was on episode 6, which I thought, you know, most seasons are 6 episodes.
Yeah.
I finished episode 6. There are 2 more. I got to finish it tomorrow.
Oh, all right.
But I really am liking The Bear.
Hulu. All right. Well, perhaps I'll add it to my list. I do have a long
lots
list of
good
watching.
Looking food.
I do like that. That's fun. That's fun to do. There's a lot of freaking shows on my binge watch list. I'm not sure I've got. Let me put it. I'll put it down.
Yeah, I know. They're filming a season 3 of Only Murders in the Building, and I haven't seen season 2 yet.
You got it. But you can. But now you can binge that. You don't have to wait for it to drop every week. Right. I do like to watch it that way, actually. Some shows are more enjoyable that way. You know, you get to the end of the episode, and then you're like, oh, what happens next?
Oh, man, I gotta wait.
They all have really good cliffhanger endings, each episode does. And so for me, that's kind of part of the enjoyment of Only Murder. But you can also do what you're doing and just wait and then see all of them at once. That's big thing. Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to season 3. All right, I have a new favorite.
A new favorite.
And now it's time for...
New favorite.
I like it.
My new favorite, which I was almost in last week's show, but I had too much show. This week, I had room for it. I have a new favorite coffee. And
oh,
I don't.
Yeah.
And it's the brand is BLK and Bold. And I don't know. Maybe it's pronounced Black and Bold. It's spelled BLK. It's spelled BLK like all caps, like more like it's somebody's initials. BLK and Bold. Okay. And the particular blend.
Barton Luther King.
Barton Luther King Jr. Yeah. Good old Barton Luther King. That's actually a great name. I'm thinking about naming a fictional character Barton Luther King. Barton Luther King and Bold Coffee. The blend that I've been drinking is Smooth Operator with a V. Smooth Operator, because I like a dark blend, but they have some, they have like a medium blend as well. And some nice stuff. It's really nice coffee. I just kind of got tired of the coffee that I've been drinking for, you know, the last 15 years and thought it was just time to change things up a little bit. And when I went down to my dad has a Keurig coffee maker with the little pods.
Ooh, yeah.
So when I went to visit him, I thought, well, I'm going to bring some pods with me and I'll try out something new. And so I went into the store and I'm like, this one looks good. It's a dark roast. I'm going to give this a shot. And so I had it while I was at dad's. I'm like, this is great. So I bought myself a couple bags of grounds. And now it is my new favorite coffee.
Oh,
Black and Bold. Nice. Weirdly, I am not drinking it tonight because I still had some Seattle's Best coffee left. And I thought, I want to just get rid of all that so that it's gone.
Right.
So that's what I'm drinking tonight. It's good, but, you know, I want to get back to my Black and Bold. All right, what do you got?
I got a low light of the week.
Mm.
And when I say low light of the week, I understand it, but it is what it is, people.
Yes.
But, you know, I have needed, you know, I drive my car so few miles in a year.
Yeah.
That when the dealership gives me the servicing miles, you know, it takes me a year to get to that point.
Right.
And they say, well, whether you drive or not, you should come in at least every
Of course they say that.
And I say, well, fuck that. I'm smiling.
Right.
But I was getting close to my, you know, my mileage.
Uh-huh.
And so I couldn't go on Thursday. So we do our inventory day on MLK. BLK.
Oh, that's right. On BLK.
MLK day.
BLK Junior Day.
And I knew we would be done pretty soon. So I called and said, could I get in at 3 o'clock on Monday, this past Monday? They said, oh, absolutely. You come right in. And so I went in, and I know that because it takes me so long to get to the place to get all the stuff done,
uh-huh,
it's not going to be pretty. I mean, you know, of course they change the oil, but then they look at the tires, they do an alignment,
do they come out like Jiffy Lube? Do they come out and show you your air filter? And they're like, this is your air
filter.
Oh,
they showed me my air filter, and it was just ugly. And they went, and they went, and they went, and I sat there in their waiting room in their uncomfortable chairs, my ass turned to granite, and they had the remote from me, so I had
to sit there. So you're forced
to
watch whatever the bullshit is. Is it Fox News?
The gas bags on Fox News.
Oh, gross.
And finally, at 5:25 p.m., they gave me my car back, and I got to drive it home.
Sorry, tell me again what time it was when you got there?
3.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
Two things about this visit. First of all, when I went in, I said, oh, and by the way, I keep going here, but I can't find your body shop. And I need an estimate on my car. I don't think I've ever mentioned this. I had a scrape with a public trash can. I've got white scrapes all the way down the
front
fender of my. And he said, oh, I'll take it down and get an estimate for you. It's okay. You just go in there and you just wait. We'll be there. Okay, so before I got my car back, he came in and brought the estimate. Just scrapes of paint, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
$1,843.
Fuck that.
And I thought, oh my God. And now, there's no way I'm turning this into insurance because, you know, I've already lost my accident-free discount because I backed into that bitch who illegally parked in our parking lot. So I knew I would have to pay it myself. But
and still,
thank God for life insurance people. I have two life insurance policies that have dividends that I can take out for free and it'll pay for the whole thing. So there you go. But then he came in and he told me everything they did and $670 that I just had to hand over my bank account and pay.
Oh my Lord.
I know it was ugly.
Oh, it was honey.
It was a day of just losing money.
That's oh my! I am so sorry. That's awful. Boo!
Oh man! Brr. So that was the low light of my week.
Yeah, for real. God, it's the low light of my week just hearing about it. Man, that's terrible. Well, this will make you feel better, although maybe not, because it is. Well, it's actually not a bad segue. We have an Ask Reddit. I have an Ask Reddit for this week. And the question is, you'll love this, Bet. You'll love this.
Okay. I'm rubbing my hands.
Yeah. What is the all-time greatest driving song?
Oh, I have two that come right to mind.
What are they?
The first one came back in 19, whatever. The first time they thought that it was going to be the last day on earth, that, you know, everything was going to go to hell and the earth was going to explode, the Mayan calendar or something.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I was driving to Blacksburg to community band. So that tells you how long ago that was.
Yeah.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
That's a good one. That's not in here. I don't think I didn't get all the way through all the answers, but I don't think anybody mentioned that.
Now I've thought of another one. I have two more. I love driving around listening to the Pretenders, Tattooed Love Boys. Mm. Oh my God.
Also good. Also good.
And anytime I'm listening to the radio, be it XM or just oldies radio, and I hear David Bowie's Suffragette City.
Ooh.
I just hit the gas and
love it.
Great driving songs.
All right. Now, when I read this question, the very first song that came to mind is a song that I don't really like otherwise, but I love it when I hear it in the car, and it's Radar Love by Golden Earring.
Good song.
Starts with,
I like it otherwise.
All night, my hands went on the wheel.
I like it otherwise.
That was the very first song I thought of, and that is a great driving song. I have not given too much thought to other answers, but we will quickly scroll through the thread, and I'll give you a few that the Redditors chose.
Oh, here's another one. Baby! What? Everything
is
alright.
Uptight.
Taylor and I sang that in the back of our family's car one night while we were driving.
Superstition's another good one.
Oh, good one.
That's a great, great drum thing. And then of course the bass kicks in. Oh man, so good. All right, here are a few that are the Redditors came up with. The Chain by Fleetwood Mac.
I don't think of that as a driving song at all.
It's right. It's right. There's okay. Radar Love, Golden Earring, which was mine. I Ran by Flock of Seagulls, which I think is an unusual choice. Yeah. Danger Zone, Kenny Loggins. That's a good one. It's good for driving. It's, again, not the kind of thing that I would just listen to. Don't Fear the Reaper. That one came up a couple of times.
More cowbell.
More cowbell, which is a lot of people replied that. Somebody says, I find that the instrumental of Baker Street extremely relaxing while driving. The the saxophone solo.
Oh, I love the song Baker Street.
Okay. It's a great song, and I agree that sax solo is a good one to drive around to. Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue. LaGrange by ZZ Top. I think that's a great answer.
Yeah, that's a good driving song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a road trip song.
Someone wrote, for me, it's Barracuda by Heart. And then the comments underneath it said, or Crazy on You or Magic Man.
I'd so take Crazy on You first.
Crazy on You?
Yeah.
My friend Randy used to sing, gonna pour gravy on you. which is still one of my favorites. Tom Petty, Running Down a Dream. It's good. I think there are better Tom Petty songs for driving. American Girl, for example.
I think, for driving, but as far as Tom Petty goes, I think Running Down a Dream is my favorite of his.
I absolutely... Oh, it's a great one. Ooh.
Little Runaway. Oh, love it.
It's great. This one's a great answer. Jessica by the Allman Brothers Band.
Oh,
great one.
Or you could listen to the
cover.
They Might Be Giants.
The They Might Be Giants cover is one of my favorite covers of all time.
Hey. Link tonight.
Maybe that's what I was gonna say earlier. Was that our topic? I was gonna say. I meant to say that earlier. That that when we talk about when we do Ash Reddit, you might come up with some. There's a few others here. Somebody says Foreplay and Long Time by Boston, and a lot of people answered everything on that album. That album I love. I am surprised at the number of Bob Seger songs that are in here.
Oh my
Hollywood
God.
Nights. I think it's because a lot of kids on Reddit play Grand Theft Auto. And Grand Theft Auto, the different versions of Grand Theft Auto have soundtracks. Well, and I think Hollywood Nights is on there.
Not a big Bob Seger fan in that era, but Hollywood Nights, I can see driving down the road listening.
Yes. I think if there's gonna be any Bob Seger song, it's gonna be Hollywood Nights, I think. Somebody also mentioned Horse with No Name by America or Ventura Highway or Sister Golden Hair.
No, not driving songs.
No, Bet says no. Black Betty by Ram Jam. That's a good one. The Distance by Cake. That's a good one, too. He's going the distance.
Oh, yeah.
He's going for speed. Born to Be Wild by Steppenwolf or Magic Carpet Ride.
Good one. Good one.
Yep. Running on Empty, Jackson Brown. Money for Nothing, Dire Straits, or Sultans of Swing, or Walk of Life. Those are all good.
Sultans of Swing. I would drive to that.
I'm going to throw in a good word for Romeo and Juliet here by Dire Straits.
I love the video. It's fantastic.
Don't Stop Me Now by Queen. And let's just pick one more. Sabotage by the Beastie Boys.
Okay, well, I appreciate it, but that's all I can say. I appreciate it.
But, all right, so that's, listeners, if you are listening.
What's your driving song?
What's your the all-time greatest driving song? Leave them in the comments for us, will you? And now Bette has a highlight of the week.
A highlight of the week. And
we only have 57 seconds left.
Well, we're done. I have to tell you. Because this is good.
We tried to go fast so that we would leave room for Bette to do her highlight. It's okay. You take your time. Take as long as you need.
Okay. So my highlight of the week came Thursday afternoon. Mm-hmm. And get a cold drink, as I say in my outline.
Get a cold drink. Not a hot drink, because it'll be cold by the time we're done.
Because I don't think I've even told you about this, except the first thing I'm going to say, which is, this has not been a highlight of my week for 18 months to 2 years. So do you know what it might be?
No, I have no idea.
Okay. Well, I got a haircut, people.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
And the bell goes off.
It's been a bit. The end. Yeah, it's been a while, huh?
It's been, because of the pandemic, and because of my
fear of driving. Is this really your first haircut since the pandemic?
Yes.
Wow.
And my hair has been so freaking ugly. I look like Grandmama on the Addams Family. And I'm not making a joke here. It really looked like that.
I'm not surprised, really.
I would just pull it back and put a clip in the back of it. You know, that's all. If you saw the picture of the tea, that's how my hair was.
Yes.
But
you look adorable in that picture, but with the tea, by the way. Whatever you're doing is working.
Here's the thing. I was my wonderful hairdresser, Angie, back during the pandemic, actually came to my house twice and cut my hair, which I thought was the most lovely gesture ever. And then maybe 6 months went by and I messaged her and asked if she might be willing to do it again. And she didn't say no, but she made all kinds of excuses. So I knew I was fucked in the hair world. So my hair just grew and grew and grew. Folks, I have actually gone into this place a few months ago with my horrible long hair. I was in the liquor store that I go to.
Yeah.
And there's a girl who works there, and she had the cutest haircut.
I remember this. I remember you talking about her. I mean, you might have given her a U-rule or something like that.
She's young.
Yeah.
I could never do that, but I loved her haircut. And I said, well, can I ask you something? You know, you can tell me. It's none of my business. You know, who does your hair? And she said, oh, her name's Darvy. Mm-hmm. And she's out in Green Valley beside the Country Diner. Now, everybody around here knows the Country Diner.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like a place you would know.
And I said, oh, thank you. And so I went back. And now, in the meantime, my wonderful Angie, who wouldn't cut my hair, had decided she wasn't cutting hair at all anymore.
That's right. I remember that, too.
Right. She got a job in an office. Yeah. And in 5 days, she quit.
Oh,
so all of us who loved Angie, you know, my sister, Melissa at work, they went out and tried to find other places to get their haircut.
Right.
Then she changed her mind. She quit after 5 days and said, well, I'm back here doing. And they said, no, we're staying with who you got.
We found someone else.
And my sister went across the street to the bank to do the bank deposit. Mm-hmm. And she saw a girl at the bank and loved her hair. And she said, oh, who does your hair? Well, Megan. Oh, Megan. Okay. Well, I've heard about, my sister was telling me about this girl named Darvy. And she said, oh, Darvy and Megan work together. My sister, my daughter goes to Darvy. So Pat came back. She made an appointment with Darvy and had the best haircut ever.
Right.
And even then, I was still kind of thinking, oh, God, I'm going to have to go to a new place, meet a new person.
Right.
Go to Princeton. This is going to be a disaster.
It's too much. I can't do it.
Right. But Pat said, I told Darvy all about you and how you need your hair cutting. So I made an appointment, and this Thursday I went to her. And I love her. She's wonderful. I mean, I'm just now rubbing my hair. It's so short, people. It's so short.
Doesn't it feel good?
It feels so good.
Congratulations. I can't believe it's been that long since you got your hair cut. That's madness. But I'm so happy for you. That must feel great. Well, I mean, I remember for me, when I got my first haircut, like in, I think, July of 2020. And, you know, it had been 3 months. And it hadn't even been 3 months because I cut my own hair. I did a terrible job, but I whacked a bunch of it off. But I remember, you know, when Mom and I went to our it was June, actually. When Mom and I went and got our haircut, our hair's cuts. and it was just like a massive relief, and it had only been like, you know, 3 months. So, you know, if it's been 18 months, I can only imagine how it must feel.
But I
congratulations.
I cannot wait, because she asked me, you know, when Pat was telling her about me, and she said she has naturally curly hair. Well, Darvy just went nuts and said, oh, I can't wait. And so when I got there, she said, now, when I cut it, do you want me to just let it curl naturally, or do you want me to blow it out and straighten it? Well, you know, I can run a hair dryer over it and make it curly. I said, oh, yeah. Straighten it out. And, you know,
yeah,
but I cannot wait to wash it tomorrow night and let and it blow just it out. Curl. Let it curl naturally.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope, because where my hair was so long, it was just so straight and flat to my head. I hope I get my curl back.
Oh, I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will.
But don't go away that easy. What a trip. I am so happy to have short hair again.
Congratulations.
My hair was longer than it had even been in high school.
I don't suppose I could trouble you for a photograph.
I'm not sure.
You don't have to put it on Facebook.
Pictures of
I know, baby. I'm right there with you. I understand it. But, you know, give it some thought. I just would love to see it, but that's okay. I, if you don't want to do it, I get it. Oh my goodness. Well, congratulations. Wow. That's huge. That's huge.
What a highlight.
Nice, nice, nice. Let's quickly do our U rules and get the heck out of here.
Yes.
I have a U rule this week. My U rule is for John Esting, who is, currently, he's the treasurer on the Bellingham Theatre Guild Board of Directors.
Oh.
But he's a longtime volunteer. He's been there for a very, very long time. He's very active in the scene shop and with set builds and stuff like that. It's been kind of a while since the Theatre Guild had like a little get-together, and John decided to throw a party. And it was not hosted by the Theater Guild. It was hosted by John, and he put all his own money, you know, like he paid caterers.
Ooh.
There was wine and beer and everything. So, and it was all on him.
That's an undertaking.
It was really nice. And, you know, and he curated a guest list. I think he did work with the board on it, but it was not a board sponsored event. It was a John sponsored event.
Yeah.
So I wanted to give John a big U rule. We were originally going to have it in December, just before Christmas. And then it snowed. It came during our big snowfall. And so it got moved. Which means Doug and Lynn couldn't come, sadly, but we did have a nice time, and the food was fantastic, and, you know, free beer, you can't go wrong. So thank you, John.
Free beer!
So very generous of you. Thank you so much, John. Appreciate it. You rule. Who's your you rule?
I have a you rule, and it happened last night. No, night before last. And it was wonderful. It's for my friend Tina Kelly.
Yeah.
Who I call my English friend.
Yes, your English friend.
She used
to
be Tina Hassel, then she got married.
Uh-huh.
But just, I mean, she's on my Facebook. I mean, we knew each other from Squeeze.
Right.
We became pen pals through the Squeeze Club, which was just amazing. We sent scads of letters back and forth, and we came to know each other. And then she said she was coming with some friends to, you know, come to the States and see Squeeze, and all of her friends backed out, and I said, no, you still come, you'll stay with us. She stayed with our family.
Aww.
We became the best of besties.
Yeah.
And you know, then she grew up and got married, and, you know, we found each other on Facebook, and we, you know, we like each other's posts from time to time.
Yeah.
But that night, I got a Facebook message from her that was so long, and it said, "Bet, I'm so sorry that I haven't kept up with you as much as I should. Here's what's going on in my life. You know, here's the things I remember." And it was, we had the best conversation ever.
That's nice.
And it was beautiful. And, you know, first of all, I told her, don't apologize. We all have stuff going on in
our lives.
Exactly, we all
have lives.
But it was so wonderful, and that she still thinks of me enough to do that is just amazing.
Yeah.
Tina, you are the best. You loved my mom and dad so much.
Oh, well, who wouldn't?
When I visited you, I loved your mother so much, who hated Margaret Thatcher. Every time she showed up on the TV, she said, "That faggot, I'd like to smash her face in."
Oh my goodness. We have a content warning this week, you guys. Oh, it's a terrible word.
know. But I know, but it doesn't even mean anything.
No, it doesn't. It's out of. It's completely out of context when you use it to describe.
But when Terry, because Terry and I went for the first time, I went by myself the second time. But when we would go out and Tina would take us to places around England, we'd come back and her mother would have washed, folded, and laid on the bed all of our clothes.
Wow.
I mean, this woman was amazing.
That's insane. Oh my God. That's Carol so, Brady shit.
For the faggot thing, it's okay.
Yeah. All right. Stop using the word. It makes me uncomfortable.
Well, you know, in England, faggot's a cigarette. So, you know.
Oh, that's, no, just fag. Maybe just fag is a cigarette.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, maybe Margaret Thatcher's just a cigarette.
Oh, my goodness. She is terrible, Margaret Thatcher. There are other words I would use to describe her. Also ones that I'm not comfortable saying on the show. But one of them starts with C. So all right, gang. Well, that is our show this week. We're going to be back next week with another episode. 676 next week. 676. It's a palindrome next
week. It's a palindrome. But we can't.
That's right. Well, let's not. I don't know what I was going to say. Anyway, oh, it's 420. So, gang.
Oh, it is in your world.
It's 420. Perfect. Just right.
Oh,
gang, we thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Huckabug. We will be back next week with more. And until next week, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bette.
We are Bette and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Huckabug. Thanks, everybody.
Bye. We love you.
Mwah. That's the way you do it when you do The Huckabug.
And I thought, well, how stupid. Boy, it's not stupid.
Oh, it is not stupid at all.